superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Wow. My phone just went crazy.
Man, I'm just like,
it's buzzing like nuts right now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We have just been nominated for a Sports Emmy for Best Studio Show.
No, what? What?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
My name may be on it. It is a team effort.
Damn, that's awesome.
Earlier on the show, ESPN Sports Center host Scott Van Pelt, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Still to come, Georgia running back James Cook. And now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. James Cook, one of the top prospects at running back, expected to call us shortly here on the program. Very awkward moments for the Los Angeles Lakers franchise. Maybe we should just walk down the street and ask the question, is Frank there? Because Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting out that he and Ramona Shelburne are reporting that Frank Vogel has been fired. Dave McMenamin, of the worldwide leader in sports, 6 minutes later saying that there's been no firing of him or any of the staff as of now. And then during the commercial break, the Los Angeles Lakers tweeted out from their account a photograph of Frank Vogel with the championship trophy saying thank you.
Also, Rich, 30 seconds ago, they just threaded underneath the thank you, coach, tweet, the NBA.com story of them parting ways with Frank Vogel.
Okay. All right.
What?
So, heck of a rollout, Brownie. So, there you go.
Why would you?
And LeBron James spoke earlier. You know, we'll have some of that later on in this hour when I give you my top five NBA first-round playoff matchups that I'm looking forward to. But Frank Vogel's out. You think a coach wants to be part of this, TJ Jefferson? You think a top-notch coach says, I'll go there.
Yeah, I mean,
because I can't wait till I'm fired by tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski after the last game. And then, you know, it's a nice picture of Frank with the championship trophy. Yeah. And they say, thank you,
coach.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Is that money guaranteed?
Yes.
Okay, pretty much, so, yeah.
And we were just looking at Lincoln Riley's house that he brought just down the road in, Rancho Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, Coach would like to take some of that money and buy some of this Southern California real estate and at least live it
and
up.
He does have the ring. He's got the trophy. Yeah. And he's got the tweet to remind him of it.
He'll get another job, by the way.
He's
NBA
thank you.
Champion.
Thank you.
I'll tell you where you can shove that thank you. If I'm Frank Vogel.
Oh, like the Bad News Bears?
Hey, man.
What the hell is that?
When I was given a box by ESPN in 2003, I didn't have a nice tweet with my Emmy Award that I got for SportsCenter in 1996, merely showing up there, one of about 100 people who got one.
I have no speech for what
you're liking it, though. I know you like it.
Well, yeah, of course. But I feel bad for Frank Vogel.
What a horrible year.
Man. Yeah.
What a horrible year for the Lakers. Put up the poll. What the hell? Let's
you
just
want me to put it up.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, what's the most to blame for the Lakers season? Poor roster. What? Roster composition?
Yeah, sure.
Or coaching? Just put up there. See what people respond. I bet you it's 90 to 10. Not many times I turn to you and say, put a poll up at Rich Eisen Show that's going to be 90 to 10. But I've just done so. The draft is in 17 days,
Rich.
2.5 weeks.
All the papers are on your desk. You got the laptop, multiple laptops.
2.5 weeks.
Phones out. Stop. You are going overtime on preparation.
I am all in, guys.
Overtime.
I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas, baby.
Viva
Las Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas.
Thank you very much.
Wouldn't it be wild? Like, where's Rich? You know, first pick of the draft.
And I'm on a heater.
No. I'm like taking a selfie with the Blue Man Group somewhere. Right?
No, Rich is going to be backstage with the Jets card waiting to bum rush.
Flopping me into Bellagio.
Me and Terry Fader and his doll doing some Jello shots.
Hold on a second, Rich. It's a puppet.
Puppet, my bad.
Yeah. They get their own hotel rooms on the road.
Oh, they do?
Nah, inside information.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't joke. Those puppets,
probably make
Woj money.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very serious
All
business.
All right, very good.
Clint Holmes.
One of the top prospects available in this year's draft at running back is fresh off of a national championship season with the Georgia Bulldogs. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show, 2.5 weeks before the draft on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, is none other than a man who made my New Year's Eve flat out miserable, James Cook. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
Now, did I just make you laugh with that one, James? Did it just happen right there?
Yeah.
You know what school I went to, right, James? Are you aware of that?
Alabama.
No. New Year's Eve, you made me miserable. New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm a Wolverine, sir. I'm a Wolverine.
Yeah, I know.
Now you do.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. What did you see going into that game? Were you guys just like pissed at the world going into that game because of how everyone was talking about your team since the SEC championship game? Were you guys just like pissed at the world going into that one?
Oh yeah, no doubt. We had a sweet taste in our mouth. We had wanted to get it out. So, I mean, we went to work after that loss, and they looked back since.
Who is it, Chris? Was it N'Kobe Dean who told us that there were Michigan fans on on chat sites and stuff? Were Michigan fans giving you crap before the game too, James? Did that happen?
Oh no, sir.
Okay,
no,
good. Sir. Oh, that's good because I didn't want you more pissed off than you appeared to be. Who's the faster? Who's the faster running back in your family, James? I saw the combine, but you tell me.
Oh, me, without a doubt.
Does Dalvin feel the same way?
I'm pretty sure he do.
You've had this conversation with him?
Oh, yeah. I told him I'm faster than him.
What is his response to that?
Let's race. We never, like, got to it.
Well, I saw the combine, and I saw that. I think you did kind of get him a little bit on the.
Yeah, I had the faster run.
Mm-hmm. How did you wind up at Georgia, James? How did that happen?
Really, just the people at Georgia are awesome. I mean, the coaches, the fans. I mean, it's just a different atmosphere at Georgia. It's just very something special over there. And I wanted to be a part of it.
And then you did what you did. What teams have you visited with so far, James?
I have visited the Dolphins, the Giants, the Bills.
Those are the three? You got any more coming?
Yeah. Yes, I also go to Tampa Bay today. And I have my last one at Cleveland.
The last one is who?
Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Which one do you think fits your style, James? Which one did you walk out of saying, okay, if I go there, I know I'm set? Which one?
I was thinking the Dolphins.
How is Mike McDaniel? How is that coach? How is the HC there?
High intensity guy. Very young. I mean, good energy.
And you can
want to win.
Okay. And you could play with an Alabama quarterback. You don't have a problem with that, Dalvin? James, you have a problem with that at all?
No, I won't.
Okay. All right. What's the craziest question you've been asked, James Cook, in the whole process?
I don't really think I have been asked a crazy question.
At all?
No, sir.
Okay. What's your favorite movie then, Let's get there. What's your favorite movie, James? Growing up, what's your favorite movie? You got one?
I say Friday with Ice Cube in it.
Why is that?
It's just a classic movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? What everybody wants.
Okay. Hey, James, I've never really asked this about anyone before, but I got to ask you. Did I just wake you up? Did you just get up?
No, sir.
I'm just trying to see. Is this your, this is who you are? This is your, this is just your, you're just chill going throughout your day right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
Okay. So then what do you?
I couldn't let it stay mellow.
Okay. What is, so how do you spend your day? Like, what is, like, give me a good James Cook day. What do you got for me on that?
Wake up, go work out. I mean, I got a lake in my backyard, so I go fish. And pretty much chill for the rest of the day.
Okay. So you fit, what fish do you catch, James?
Snappers.
Okay. Very good.
Maybe we could hook him up with Prime and they could go on like a little fishing trip.
I like that.
Now we're talking.
Okay. James Prime and Randy Moss.
That'd be nice.
Huh. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
I mean, they'll all be known in size, so.
Okay. So what do you,
I mean, they'd be pretty big. They'd be pretty big, but I just throw them back in there, so.
So before I let you go on your day, James Cook, what is your draft? What are you gonna? Where are you gonna be draft night? What's your draft looking like?
Oh, I'm gonna be in Miami.
Okay, with who?
With my family.
With who? You hope with your family?
With my.
Okay. Yeah, you got a question for him, TJ?
Hey, James, what's up, bro? Let me ask you. Since you're a Friday fan, we play a game here called Start Bench Cut. I'm going to give you three Friday movies. I need you to start one, which is your favorite. You bench one, which is, you know, you'll keep that on the DVR, and then you cut one, which you delete off of it. Friday, next Friday, Friday after next. Start, bench, cut. Which ones are your favorite?
Of course I'm going to start the first one because it's an original classic. I'm gonna cut the one with the Which one I'm gonna cut? Dang, that's a hard question because I don't know really like good. So I really don't know. That's a tough question.
So just personally, I would cut next Friday and then bench Friday after next. This is me personally.
I probably think I have a lot of your way too.
Well, James, good luck fishing today, and then we'll see you in the NFL, and then we'll have a conversation as to where you land, where you land, where you wind up. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you guys, man, for having me.
You got it. That's James Cook, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen
Show.
Good luck, bro. Georgia Bulldogs national championship game. You're on the program.
Oh, you went to Alabama, Rich.
Well, I said that, you know, you ruined my New Year's Eve. That was middle of January.
He ruined theirs.
I didn't glean much other than the fact that he likes to run the football and fish.
That's all you need to know.
And that's all you need to know. And I saw firsthand how good he is at the
And he's got a lake
former.
In the backyard.
I have no idea what the
ladder. A lake in the backyard. Okay. That's nice.
Let's go to Al in Dallas. What's up, Al? How you been, sir?
Hello.
No, stop. What's on your mind, Al? What do you got?
First of all, tax day is next Monday. So
I heard that. Okay.
And if you need, listen, I'm thinking about opening up an office in Beverly Hills. If you need some HR help, I'd love to approve Brock Martini's.
It's amazing we still exist, let alone have an Emmy nomination on our
You know, you're the head of HR,
docket.
The CEO, COO. CFO,
got it all working.
Sorry, Al, I'm OPD. Head of HR. Please don't get that wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's not why after your review.
That's why we got such a tight ship here, bro. brother.
I loved, I was actually working last night, and I watched the baseball, and I just thought that that was fantastic. Well, the having Kiki Hernandez, who was hilarious, by the way. And, you know, I'm not going to watch the I'm not going to watch the A-Rod production, but I may watch baseball now just to hear them, you know, interview guys like that and talking to them. And his, you know, he obviously he knew Perez, so he was doing a great job in talking to him. But oh my God, that was really good.
No, I didn't see. As you know, I love Michael Kay. I did not watch it. I did not get to catch any of.
The, well, I thought you were hosting a big Hoi Polloi event.
Yes, I had to go host my Hoi Polloi event, but I didn't see Kay and A-Rod
I can actually say that I have a 1 degree separation from Larry David.
What's
because
that?
Because of you, Richard.
Oh, that's
because
it?
Because of you. I
All
know
right.
you.
Al?
You know Larry.
I do appreciate
I feel good
that. Thanks for the call, Al. You be well, Thank brother. You. Here goes Al in Dallas, off into his Monday. Yeah, I didn't see Michael and A-Rod. I just know right off the bat, people are going to compare it to the Manning cast. How do you compare two brothers who are Hall of Famers with a broadcaster and a player with Hall of Fame talent who will only go to Cooperstown when he buys a ticket to go in there. I mean, well, let's be honest here. So, yeah. I mean, I've already seen the tweets about chemistry and whatever. I mean, they're not brothers. They don't grow up. They didn't
together. I mean, that's the whole idea of the Manning cast.
Now, I know that. I know that. But I love Kay. We got to get him on. I want to talk to him about what's going on in New York City, about the Jets, the Giants.
Judge.
That just pissed me off. Are you all right about the Masters? What's your problem with the Masters? What's your problem with the Masters?
I don't have a problem.
You do have a problem with the Masters.
Okay, here's the deal, right? The other day, Brockman had this poll question, like, would you rather have a Super Bowl party or a Masters Sunday party?
Dumb. That was dumb.
And my whole thing was,
what,
I ain't never been invited.
I've
been invited. Yeah, you. That was kind of it. Like,
that was
what's
a poll
more
question.
Exciting?
I'm like, I couldn't believe you actually posted that.
So my thing is, I've been to a lot of parties. I ain't never been invited to a Masters Sunday party. So, you know, I'm sitting at home yesterday. I got on because I know we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
And, you know, I got this little setup at the crib, and it's on the one TV, and it's on there for about 3.5 hours. And the same dude's name is on top of the leaderboard, right? And for 3 hours, it's just the same guy, and it doesn't change. It's not like football or basketball where I go on a 20-point run or we can make a comeback. Like, this guy, Steve Stifler, is in first place.
No, it's not his name.
And I don't know. It's just like, I get it. Brockman's like, I'm not into golf, which is true. But you know what I was into? What was that thing? The Match?
When, yeah, the Match with Manning and
yeah,
Tiger.
Yeah, see, that
and
type of
guys,
thing,
Aaron
I was 1,000% invested in that. I just could not get into the Masters because I didn't know who the guy was. You know, it was great to see Tiger out there, and Rory was another guy I liked. We barely saw him all night. So, I mean, for the casual fan, I don't know how much interest that this was because I had it on, and I tried. And it was on, and I had
you like, did your best, huh?
3.5 hours
first
it was
off,
there.
Well,
I saw my man who finished second, who Cage Brockman went as for Halloween,
Cam Smith.
Yeah, so I knew that guy right off the bat.
So look, the beauty of this particular golf course, though, is I understand you there wasn't any change of lead where, you know, like it's a lead change. Like we saw 18 lead changes in the national championship game, for instance, right? And we hardly saw a lead change since Friday. I mean, that's golf, but the nature of this golf course is you can see a lead change in a hurry because of the two par fives, because the, you know, the 12th hole
water.
Looks so, it's so pleasing and it looks easy. It's just like, how far is it? You just need to flip a 9-iron up there. That's it. And then Cam Smith
drink.
And that was the end of his day. Yep. Now, if it was Scheffler who put it in the drink, then you'd get your lead changes a little bit more.
And you think back to 2019, Tiger's dramatic win on 12. Both guys in front of him,
right.
Molinari and Koepka, went in the water.
Well, and then Spieth had his moments there
and
as
so,
well.
So, you know, that's why it's so dramatic.
That's why it is. But if you're just not a golfer, if you don't play golf,
right.
The beauty of the Masters is I just want to peg it up as soon as it's over. Like, literally, I would want to play 18 holes.
And I get that, because I used to be that. Like that back in the day when we watch N1 mixtapes, and then you want to go out and play basketball, except your game was 1,000% worse, because you can't do what the professor does. You know, you can't
So it's different. That was
and
a
for
joke.
The record, my poll was you can only watch one event during the year. It's the okay. Super Bowl or Masters Sunday.
My bet.
Had nothing to do with the party.
It's still ridiculous, though. It's still ridiculous.
But my point was, which got totally blown over by you guys, what I'm saying is that in the Masters, I know that my favorite golfers will be competing every single year. In the Super Bowl, TJ has now waited almost 30 years for his team to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's still, but
I've still enjoyed every one of them, though.
And that's the problem with baseball, too, you know, is that, like, we were talking about how much we loved Kike Hernandez being mic'd up for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. And we thought that was terrific, and we enjoyed it. The problem is, and how he ran off saying, Ozzie Albies, you're next. He nominated Ozzie Albies to wear the microphone next week. It's Braves Padres, is that what you're saying, right? Next week?
Next week, yeah, Braves.
There's very small chance I'm watching that game.
Right.
Because I don't have a rooting interest in it. Whereas in football, I would have a fantasy interest in something like that, and I'd be way in, and we might have one, like Coop and I and our kids are in a fantasy baseball team. We have Albies. Like, we might watch one at bat. Other than that, not going to happen.
Unless it's your team. Yeah.
Right. So football, though, it kind of doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, if you're watching something because your favorite team is involved, your favorite golfers will always compete in the Masters. Not the case for the Super Bowl, unless you're a Patriots fan.
Or a Phil Mickelson fan this year.
Too soon.
I thought you say touche. Instead, you say too soon.
Did you see that the Masters said that they did not disinvite Phil? He voluntarily chose not to play this year.
I don't know. Has the Masters ever disinvited somebody from playing?
I'm not sure, but if there was a year to do it, this would have been the year with Phil.
It's up to Phil.
But he's a defending PGA champ, so that's we'll get ready for that storyline in the next month.
And that's his doing. That's his bed. He's got a lie in it.
Yeah, big time.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. The NBA playoffs have been set. I've got my top five favorite matchups. I can't wait to reveal them for you.
It's going to be awesome.
On this program, 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Back here on our terrestrial radio outfit here on the program. Okay.
You say, Chris, I would never make a bet like that.
I would never make a bet like that.
Look, the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast is available every single Wednesday. It is with Chris Brockman, TJ Jefferson, and diehard Bulls fan, who is the voice you hear when you call into the Rich Eisen Show and wake him up.
And first he'll answer the phone. First guy, first line of defense, Adam Chudwin is on the program. All three of those guys love basketball. They know basketball. They love it. They breathe it. They eat it. And the one thing they are definitely eating is my victory in the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy League for the NBA this year. And the team that won it is called Don't Trade for Giannis, in testament to my absolutely worst ever take in the history of this show, that the bubble Heat team that finished runner-up to Frank Vogel's championship team that was so honored today by his firing, that Miami Heat team should not break its team up for Giannis. Worst opinion I've ever had in anything in the history of this program. Fully admitting that.
And right that's now. When I first started, and I was so uncomfortable with you saying that, and for like 2 days I just sat here, and I was just like, should I say something? Should I? Because I just started on air with you, and I was like, I have to say it.
I made moves. I overcame so much this year, and the ring ceremony is Wednesday when I appear on the Rich Eisen Show.
They're made already? Podcast.
I don't think we're gonna have enough time for
is that right?
Yeah, how'd you get your rings done so quick?
Well, I mean,
did you hit up Jason of Beverly Hills to get those done?
The ring ceremony is coming up, guys.
And Ben Baller.
So I mean, obviously, it's the first Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast with the playoffs starting.
Right, playoffs.
So clearly you'd want somebody on who knows as much basketball as I do.
Good point. Let's call Rich Chapman.
And, well, I mean, when you're in a fantasy league, that does show that you know more about the sport than anyone else. You pick guys up. You pick guys up.
By the way, any fantasy league has taught you.
You pick him up.
If you win a fantasy, you're the luckiest person in the league. That's what winning fantasy actually is.
You make moves. You pick things up. And I learned from last year's trade of Porzingis for L. Ball, thinking I was getting LaMelo back from TJ, and then instead I got Lonzo. So all I'm saying is I have evolved into a champion. Similar to Scottie Scheffler is the personification of you just never know.
Steve
so
Stifler?
Am I. I know, is all I'm saying. So that's one big, huge, long windup for me to tell you. Here are my top five NBA first round playoff series I'm looking forward to. Mike, can I have some NBA music of some sort? All right. Fifth on the list is Adam Chudwin's Chicago Bulls taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Your defending champs are taking on a Bulls franchise back in the playoffs after a five-year absence. The last time they won a playoff series 7 years ago. That's how long ago. And Billy Donovan's there now. DeMar DeRozan, how good did this guy look and play this year? Is it possible he can catch fire on this team that has not played very well in the second half of the season and got swept by the defending champs 4-0? Can he somehow beat the Bucks, will the Bulls to victory? I'm just going to be keen to see how that happens in that series. Bulls and Bucks are first up on my radar screen. Number four on the list is Jazz Mavs. Man, I hope Luka is, in fact, healthy. He left the finale with a calf injury that can have him out, you know, anywhere between three days and three weeks.
Yeah.
Whose injury was that we had recently in some sport? He's out from like one to
I don't know. Yesterday when I was doing some
Carson Wentz. Remember that Carson Wentz was out?
Oh, he had both his ankles.
It was when his feet. He had a bone in his foot surgery.
He had to take a bone out.
He was out. He was out anywhere from he was day to day to done for the season. Yeah. It was really weird.
I was doing research on this last night because I wanted to talk about it, and it was like the average missed time in the NBA this year for a calf strain was 16 days.
Well, Dallas, as you know, lost Tim Hardaway Jr. for the season and then traded away Porzingis for Spencer Dinwiddie.
Who's been great.
And all they've done is win 20 of their final 27 to go into this series as the team with the home court advantage over a Jazz team that lost 7 of 11. And you read that Spider's dancing that drink over here.
I thought you said you was Spider, okay, Spider.
That Spider and Gobert are not really tight, friendly, on the same page. And Quinn Snyder looks great, but he might be He might be moving in down here in El Segundo, right?
He's definitely breaking out a suit if he comes to the Lakers.
Anyway, Jazz Mavs. I can't wait. I just love watching Luka play basketball, and let's see how this looks. Jazz Mavs are number four on the list. Number three is my team that I picked prior to the season to win it all. Golden State Warriors. Is Steph Curry going to be back in time to take on a guy who might be back-to-back MVPs, back-to-back MVPs in the NBA this year? Jokic and the Nuggets taking on the Warriors, and hopefully Steph Curry is back for this one. What an entertaining 3-6 game seeded series this is out west. I love that one. Number two, I'm ready for you, sir. Part of the reason why don't trade for Giannis of the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy Basketball League takes home the trophy is because not only did I draft Fred VanVleet, I picked up Gary Trent Jr. when all y'all were sleeping. And the Raptors are an incredibly fun team to watch. I've watched a ton of Raptors basketball just because of that interest level I had for fantasy. Siakam and all of these Raptors pounce on the Sixers when Embiid's not in the game. When Embiid's in the game, totally different story. But the Raptors took both games against the Sixers after the All-Star break. This will truly test the depth of the Sixers bench, which is the question going into these playoffs. How much productivity can Doc get out of that bench? Certainly when Embiid leaves the game, I can't wait to watch Sixers. And by the way, Matisse Thybulle is not vaxxed. He will not be able to play up north. And this is also, if I'm not mistaken, the buzzer-beating finish of a matchup from a couple years ago playoffs that got Mike Del Tufo to crap all over his colleague at Fox when he got a compliment. Here's the reaction.
This is how Mike reacts to friends of his.
This was back in May of 2019.
This is Mike's reaction to friends of his.
Jeff Walker at the Angels in the Dodgers.
One of the sweetest men in all of broadcasting. Yeah.
Because every time your friends come up, Rich, you have that look on your face like Mike has.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Mike, we love you.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mike Del Tufo shaking his head at a mention of Scott Walker having a...
The
ball hit the rim three times, right?
Five. It was like...
Three times.
It was more than three, I think.
Captured a lot of basketball rims this year.
Very good. Number one, look, we can't assume who's coming out of the play-in tournament. You just can't. But this team was seemingly destined to be the road team in the 9-10 series, meaning they would have to win not one, but two games on the road to make the playoffs. And instead, they're the seven-seeded team, needing just one home victory over the Cavs to make the playoffs as a seven seed. So I'm just going to assume, with all due respect to Cleveland fans, the Nets will win that play-in game, and they're the seven seed, setting up the chef's kiss of a first-round series between the two-seeded Celtics, despite their mid-season and their early-season difficulties. They're the two seed after it's all said and done, and who might be coming to town but the Nets and Kyrie Irving, who's going to smudge the TD Garden before going to walk around the circumference with his sage. He's going to do some smudging, and all the Celtics fans despise him more than pretty much anybody that's on the planet right now that plays any sport anywhere, or not even anything to do with sports.
And just in general hate.
Just a general intense dislike. And the Nets... We'll see what this end of the Harden trade means for them. We'll see what that end of the Harden trade means for you, which is another aspect of the Sixers-Raptors series I didn't even mention. My top five first-round series.
Good job, brother.
I love it. That's great.
Thank you. You know what? I'm just trying to show off. You know, just because I'm the so-called face and voice of the NFL Network, you know, I did cover the sport on SportsCenter for all those years, and I've just taken all of that knowledge just to beat you guys in a fantasy league that you guys, I mean, you guys have your podcast, you talk about the NBA, you love it so much. And by the way, just file away. I know it doesn't look good right now. It doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It doesn't look good at all. It looks poor. It doesn't like it looks dim. I would say right now, if I had to take a mulligan, I might, but I'm not gonna, because I'm one of the few that's not sitting out there with that pile of stink that got put in a paper bag back in last November that most people have out there predicting the Lakers to win it all or represent the West in the NBA Finals, period. But I threw Warriors Nets out there.
Yep.
And this is when Kyrie wasn't playing.
Yeah, he didn't know when he was
Nets,
coming
the
back.
The Nets told him pound sand.
Yeah, didn't know when he was coming.
Yeah, but we thought he'd be playing, though.
I don't know. Look, you can say that all you want.
Yeah, but I don't do
it. I'll come on Wednesday's basketball podcast for the ring ceremony.
Has he actually been invited on? That's the crazy
thing. Well, hold on. That was something you guys worked out when I was out a couple days. And then I came back and it was like, oh, I'm showing up.
You go to
next.
You go.
What?
I would say you snooze, you lose, but you went to Mexico, so you siesta, you lose, sir.
Hold on, Luchacha. Yeah, I mean, I was for it, but now it's just like I knew.
Why are you against it?
Well, I just knew. I knew.
All you need to know is this. All you need to know is this.
I knew it was going to be this.
The alternative would have been if he had won. And you know.
But he would have said it.
Way worse.
Actually,
worse.
I don't know. I don't know about it.
See, here's the deal, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Rodman's used to win.
Mikey, here's the deal, right?
Rich, you're taking this a little. If I was in that league.
No, because I know. I know the way. No, I know the way these guys think, Mike. I know the way you think. You think sometimes I don't know the way you think.
Well, nobody knows how he thinks, Rich.
I know the way you think. And I know the way these guys think, especially this guy to my left over here, who I had the pleasure of pounding for two straight weeks in our final.
I mean, you did
I
that.
Know the way he thinks that you know more basketball than I do. You know more about the NBA. You are admittedly more into it. You are more attuned to it. You watch more basketball than I do. I fully admit that. I have a lot going on. So the fact that I have a lot going on and you guys are watching a lot of basketball and we're not only Emmy nominated, but I'm now fantasy crowned. Is really great for me.
The last 6 months have been incredible.
Better for you that he didn't win it. Trust me, TJ. Trust me.
Here's the deal. I remember being back in college, right? And I was playing a video game with a Canadian baseball player. And I used to talk trash. I was really good at this game. This kid destroyed me and he didn't say a word to me. And I was more upset that he wouldn't talk trash than anything. So I think Chris wouldn't talk about it.
And then he would. And then he would.
And then he would. Because he would sit there and look at me and give me a smug look. And that would really, I think that would.
Yeah, like, he doesn't care.
By the way, hold on. Yeah. The best team in our league all year was Don Bowie's team.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Don just texted me. Clearly, he's watching right now.
Yeah,
for the record, I had no idea there was a playoffs in fantasy and stopped managing with 2 weeks to go. But congrats, Rich.
No. He stopped managing 2 weeks to go.
Against me.
Not against you. He was playing against you. He's playing against
I think he might have stopped.
Oh, is that right? Because guess what? I'd have kicked your ass too, Don. All right.
Rich is saying respect me.
Excuse me. You know what I want? Here's what I want.
Oh, God.
Here's what I want.
Oh, jeez.
Hoskins, put up that Laker tweet with Vogel on it. Here's what I want.
You want one of
them. I'm requesting this from the top down. No, not that. I want
you.
The photograph from the Lakers, not the Woj tweet about him being fired. Good one, though, Mike. That's funny. No, I want the Lakers one of Vogel with the trophy, and I want my face superimposed over Frank Vogel's holding the trophy, and it says, thank you. All right? And that's what you should be saying to me, TJ, because it's a hell of a lot worse had that guy, that masshole over there, won. Trust me.
But like I said, he wouldn't brag too much about it.
I know.
He'd play it cool.
He'd play it cool.
Hear about it.
You don't have to play cool. You want me to say it with my chest until I start saying it with my chest at your expense. You don't like it all.
Actually, you're right. You know what? Say it with your chest.
Thank
you.
I'm saying it with my chest.
You're right.
Look, to quote LeBron, TJ, maintain that same energy. Just keep the same energy.
Let's keep going. Oh, yeah. Let's keep going. I made moves. How many moves did I make?
A lot.
You made the most moves.
Dude, you were very invested.
I was like Red Auerbach dropping my cigar right on the middle of your midcourt.
Your team was so crappy, you had to make moves.
Well, it was unfortunate. I had a lot of problems. I got through COVID. I'm proud of my team.
I had five guys out the last 2 weeks. That's what do you want me to do?
I mean, I missed more player minutes than anyone in the league.
You had bad luck, dude. Yeah. But you held on to Zion way too long.
We'll take a break, and this championship host of this unlimited show will return with all my jamokes when we come back. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Callaway didn't just create their longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. What they've done is make their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. Are you ready to play some golf, Christopher?
Rich, I'm just born ready.
We're heading there for a. We're heading out after this for a charity event.
Can't wait
for
to see
local
Joe Pesci.
Red Cross. Is he going to be there, you think?
Probably not.
Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings, each model using artificial intelligence on high-strength 450 steel, which is really the only irons ever to do so. The most popular iron of this whole bunch is the Rogue ST Max, designed for the widest range of players. The Rogue ST Pro is for low to mid-single digit handicappers who are looking for some hollow body construction and a sleek, compact player shape. The best game improvement model is Callaway's Max OS, which gives mid to high handicappers total forgiveness with high launch, wide soles, enhanced offset. The Max OS Lite is their most forgiving high launch iron. Wider soles, increased lofts, and a lightweight package for players with slower swing speed. So no other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at callawaygolf.com/go-rogue. No offense that you're not invited, TJ, but you don't care about the Masters. You don't care about golf.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I don't care. You know, Callaway, they sent me out, and I was a representative.
No, I understand that.
Met some great females on the LPGA tour.
You don't put sponsors on a Pay-No Mind list.
Oh, definitely not.
No.
Oh.
I understand that.
No, I appreciate them.
Okay.
Who's most to blame for the Lake Show season?
It's not even close, right?
Roster compilation, 97.6%.
Yeah, exactly. Frank Vogel can go, you know, with his head held high. And plus, LeBron has nothing but respect for him, as he said today.
I can only control what I can control, Sam, and you can't worry about, you know, what's going on outside and how people feel and things of that nature. It's a lot of things that could be done a certain way, could be done better this way or that way. But, you know, when decisions is made, you're never going to, you know, never going to make everybody happy. So that's just the way it is.
I mean, to be direct, have you been told, I mean, it certainly sounds like you have you been told that he's not going to be back?
It certainly sounds like I haven't. I have not been told. I've seen the reports just like everybody else. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
I believe him that he wasn't told.
Nothing
that
gets done in that organization's building without his knowledge or approval.
I don't know about that, brother.
That's why Russell Westbrook is on the team. Like, come on.
Yeah, but the
So we're supposed to think that he doesn't know about the coach?
Chris, they didn't do
a coaching change?
Chris, they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. And you know he wanted something done at the trade deadline. You know it. We know it.
But they couldn't because of the Russell Westbrook trade that he signed off on.
They could have. I'm sure they could have done something. I don't know if they could have gotten Westbrook gone. I don't know if they could have made that whole
thing. No, they couldn't have made any other move because they were just.
They could have for this year.
Albatross weighing down the franchise.
I don't know. I'm not saying that he's. Obviously, he's read into a lot of situations. But to be able to be. His reactions, obviously, I have not. been told that. That did you hear that reaction?
Yeah,
that
was obviously I have not.
That, the way that he said that makes it seem like he was not read into it at all. But he could. He's no dummy. He's a very smart man, LeBron James. He's very savvy. Let's put it that way for sure. Okay.
He knows that
the guy was finished.
Conspiracy theory. LeBron does not follow Woj on Twitter because he's Woj's source.
Okay.
So they can't be linked.
Nope. You know he wanted something done on the trade deadline. You know he didn't want that roster the day after the trade deadline as it was. You wanted something changed. You know it.
But he's the one who said preseason that he was going to make it all work. Okay. And I know he had a great year, but he had to
He sure did. He did.
Just to win 30 games, he had to have a great year.
His level of play had nothing to do with it. That's for damn sure. We got any more sound bites from him? Or is that the... All right. He was asked his vision for playing with Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, since that was the vision that was realized by bringing Westbrook here. And the reason why many people are down is Westbrook's not going anywhere. So... check it out.
I think the areas where I saw that we could complement one another is Russ being, you know, the push guard that he is, being able to create tempo, me being the wing threat, getting on running, and AD being a lob threat. I thought that we could be very successful in that, and also with our length and defensive prowess too, we could be really good. I mean, at the end of the day, the reason why we were not very good together because we wasn't on the damn floor together. That is the number one thing. I don't know, you guys know, how many games did we play together?
21.
Played 21 games. That's a fourth of a season. Less than a fourth of a season. So I can't even... I played more games with my high school teammates in the season. We only played 27 games. All right? So there it is.
Okay, run it back. This is great. More games of it.
He's
this
got
is great.
A point there.
He does have a point there, but yeah. here's the other thing. But he left out. Who shoots it? He's a wing threat, and AD's a lob threat, and he's a push guard. When push comes to shove, and now you're not every possession can't be a fast break. I mean, I learned that in Winning Time. You know, and so who's gonna shoot it? Half court set, who's shooting it?
I wonder what
LeBron had to take all the shots.
Well, I'll tell you what their record was. They're 11-10. LeBron's making it seem like, with his kind of scoff at that they were 17-4 in this amazing team when they all were out there. They were average.
So they were 11-10, you said?
Who's the shooter?
They're 11-10.
Who's the shooter? Who's going to fill it up? Who's going to get the 6-7 threes that's not named LeBron James? Who's that guy to take it all the pressure off? That's what they probably thought Carmelo could be.
Carmelo had a good year.
He had a decent year. I don't think that they thought they were going to get anything more out of Carmelo than what they got, though.
It was going to be a 7th, 8th, 9th guy off the bench.
Decent season, but I don't think they were looking for, you know, 19 points a game.
So, I mean, okay, so make it 61 games, and then your point is they'll be 33-30.
And they'll be in the play-in or just on the outside.
Well, that would definitely be playing territory this year in the West, that's for sure. They weren't even close to it. Again.
They need to let Austin Reeves. Free Austin Reeves.
Free Austin Reeves. He had a hell of a game, man.
Triple-double last night.
Let Reeves cook.
Let Reeves cook.
Put that hashtag out there. Bill Orem, by the way, our third hour tomorrow, Bill Orem of The Athletic will join us. And then after that, the guy who plays Kareem in Winning Time, Solomon Hughes, will be here in studio.
He's doing a great job, man.
He's so good.
He is.
First acting role. Hopefully he can get more into that.
And that is the way Laker fans have to win their basketball is through HBO.
Spoiler alert, Lakers win the title that year.
Yeah.
You just love ruining this series,
does,
don't
man.
You?
43 years ago.
You're like Nick Faldo with Rory in the 18th bunker.
You ruined episode 5 about a bike accident.
Really?
And now,
hey,
now I don't have to watch the rest of the series.
This is an incredible shot by Rory. I just saw it. Here it comes.
Did you guys know JFK got assassinated?
Oh, stop.
Abraham Lincoln. What else? Pearl Harbor.
Titanic.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah,
Titanic anniversary is tomorrow.
Titanic.
Well, we'll talk about it without Mike Del Tufo here.
Hey, Mike, it was good hanging with you for a few hours, bro.
See you for
see you by another month.
Through.
See you real soon.
Oh, you guys.
And we'll see everybody else to wrap things up.
Welcome back, Jake Fellow.
Oh, there it is.
Hey!
Yes. Boy, that's very Davis Mills look right there.
Long neck, bro.